There's a debate.
People are talking. You can
talk to me. About the political wisdom of going ahead in Michigan with a couple of ballot campaigns after similar efforts suffered big defeats last week in Houston and Ohio. I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics.
So let's start with the Ohio marijuana amendment.
Indeed. Ohio, of course, a neighboring Midwestern swing state.
But some critical differences. Michigan is actually bluer than Ohio. Also, Ohio voters had no practical experience with marijuana.
Right. Michigan is already a medical marijuana state.
And both of the initiatives that Michigan voters might see, well, they're a lot simpler than the Ohio amendment, which would have actually written a marijuana monopoly into the state constitution.
The Michigan groups will likely succeed or fail based more on their internal organization and finances than any of the issues that we saw in Ohio.
Very true. However, the fallout from the trouncing of the human rights ordinance in Houston, that is more complicated.
Lessons for backers of adding gender, sexual orientation, and gender identity to the Equal Protection Clause of the Michigan Constitution.
That's what the group Fair Michigan is trying to do.
We expect them to submit petition language to the state soon, at least by the end of the year.
Now, polling suggests that should be a winner with voters in Michigan.
If the election were held today.
But the Houston ordinance started with wide support, too. The city had also elected a gay woman three times as mayor.
But support for the ordinance tanked largely because of the counter campaign's extremely effective bathroom predator ads.
Houston's Proposition 1 bathroom ordinance. What does it mean to you? Any man at any time could enter a woman's bathroom simply by claiming to be a woman that day. No one is exempt. Even registered sex offenders could follow women or young girls into the bathroom. And if a business tried to stop them, they'd be fined.
Now, we should point out there is no evidence anything like that has actually occurred in communities where LGBT rights are legally protected. But the message, it taps into a visceral reaction among voters.
And there are also some clear demographic differences between Houston and Michigan that could make a difference.
Absolutely. Houston is a southern city, more conservative, more evangelical overall than Michigan.
But if Fair Michigan is going to succeed, it is going to have to get in front of the very fearful bathroom messaging.
To do that, they will have to start very soon. Petition drives and ballot campaigns succeed or fail based on how they tap into voters' beliefs, fears, and aspirations. It might seem paradoxical, but the professionals know this. The throes of a political campaign, that is not the time to, quote, educate voters.
It's gonna take time, hold on, precious time. It's gonna take patience.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.